What kinds of war experiences are most damaging for a person to be in, to witness? And why is witnessing brutality so shocking for human beings?
We might think that, the greater the degree of atrocity, the deeper impact, right? That we may think in terms of scale, like something is a big event of violence that happens, a bombing or things like that, may have the most effect on people. But one of the things that's striking is that one of the deepest sites of impact is when you work with dead bodies. So persons who are assigned to tasks of taking, of say, moving dead bodies into vehicles to be, taken away from a scene. It's often women in the military, so that who's assigned those tasks is not usually people who are in frontline combat. So the impact of working with dead bodies has been shown to have a really severe effect. And
Because the dead bodies are not always intact. They
that's right.
may be quite mutilated, it could be quite gory and bloody.
And so I think there are studies too of this, of the impact of the flashbacks of working with those bodies. So there's documented research on that on working with the dead is, usually has severe impact. The other thing that I think is interesting to reflect on, and I think some of the recent, let's say, media, the film Eye of the Storm, is also exploring the impact of, say, for instance, being in a military base in Nevada, but responsible for dropping a bomb in Nairobi. This is the case in this film.
People who operate drones.
People who operate drones. So the question of, you would think that the impact of direct combat is going to be have the most serious side effects, development of PTSD. But I think the newest research is showing the moral impact on the distance, say for instance, the distance in dropping a drone, that you don't feel the immediate, or you don't see the immediate effects of the casualties, but there is some effect.
But what about for people who actually are physically present and witness the violence, the deadly violence, or the violence that results in maiming people? What's the impact on them?
Well, I'll just talk about the veterans who returned that I've been in most close contact with. They see those faces 40 years later of the people. They're haunted, especially, I think, by women and children whom they have killed. So when they're aware that they have impacted a family, a child, a civil, a non-fighting person. And I was thinking of a poem that I read by a veteran. There's one, Tom Saul. He's found writing to be a real healing part of his, journey back, what he'll call his journey back from Vietnam. And I was reading a series of his poems. It's interesting that a couple of them are titled Unnamed, Unknown, Unnamed. And he writes a poem called A Nameless Woman. And it includes in that poem this vision of a woman who is standing at the edge of her village that no longer existed. And he recalls the color of her hair, the glare of her eyes. And then he ends the poem with a series of questions. Why? Can you forgive me? A series of questions about, can I ever not see you in my dreams, right? I think these are flashbacks that he's had. And so there is, I think, those vivid images that come back of, and it's often in quite in detail of the proximity. typically of a face, which isn't surprising that you know somebody by looking into their eyes, and that there's a, if you make eye contact, that's, you know, that you recognize the humanity.
And I assume that can be devastating for the soldier who harmed particularly an innocent civilian, but really any human being, and whose face they saw and continue to see.
That's right. And they see those eyes, for instance, in the children around them. So this is often, you know, when veterans come back and they've, you know, the casualties or the killing that they did, it returns in this, you know, they're in the grocery store and they see a young child, and they recall a child casualty in, you know, in Iraq. And I think those are very real, that the question of why those children are not my children, and those figures often return in, as you can imagine, in, you know, unexpected, unwanted situations in which you you're aware that could have been my child, or I did that to my child, but it was somebody else's child, and having to kind of reconcile that, how can I then be a parent? I think these are, how can I be a parent and a killer?
Right. You've studied this dilemma as a theologian. What spiritual questions do people get caught up in moral injury and PTSD? What questions are they wrestling with?
I think they're different or distinctive in moral injury, for what I understand as what's being named moral injury. And those are, can I be forgiven for the sins that I've committed? So there's often sin forgiveness language. If I'm thinking about PTSD, a lot of the primary questions would be, the primary question would be the classic, where is God in the suffering? Was God with me? Was God absent?
When the violence was committed.
So I think there's the questions, the theological questions may be different, focus questions when you're thinking about PTSD and when you're thinking about moral injury. And so what I hear in the moral injury question is, can I be a good man or a good woman again? Can I restore some sense of honor in my own code that I've violated, whether it is in a religious tradition or not? So some veterans will identify with a particular religious tradition, others not so much. Except I would still say that there's a moral code operating, that nonetheless you feel like you cross that moral code.